whatever our responses are to the text as we engage with it is offering us something to look at. It's not about necessarily prejudging it, but certainly having a real good look, and maybe that resistance is touching on something that we are attached to that needs working through, or we may look at it right then and there and have a breakthrough, an insight might come as well. So in logopraxis, we're trying to just be more sensitive to what's arising as we engage with the text and with life as well, of course. But what the text offers us is a kind of like a hermetically sealed container, which doesn't have all the aspects of external life involved. There's just, we're in a devotional space and we're approaching it. That's a really unique place to be in terms of our state of awareness and consciousness that can be present there. And same with the group. The group also offers us a space, an hour or an hour and a half, whereby we can attend to things in ways that we just, we just don't when we're caught up in life. But certainly what's done with the text in terms of our reflective aspect, which is building those spiritual literacy skills, and what's done in the group, so as we attend to our interior state, as people share, as we ourselves talk, then that offers us material that can be really helpful in terms of our growth into what is good and true. So each person is given the responsibility before the group to work with something from the text, and that it's what reaches out to them, so that the Lord provides the banquet through giving each person what's needed for their own life, but not just for their life, but for the life of the group. That's providence under work, that the Lord provides not just for us as individuals through our work, but is really seeking to provide for the whole. Even uncomfortable truths can be something that sustains another in the group, even though we may be struggling to find a way forward with that at a given stage or state of our own life. But that uncomfortable truths also sustain the spiritual life in terms of the process that we're engaged in. So it's remembering that that is part of the process, and that's of value to everybody, because no one's experience here is any different. The details can be different, but the actual generals are the same. We all have those same responses and reactions. And it's the willingness to put those out on the table that enables them to be transformed into something that sustains the spiritual life. Whereas if they remain hidden because of fear, then they eat away at us. The way we respond to things in the text and to bringing something to the group, those patterns will be active out in ordinary life as well, but we won't be aware of them. Whereas here we can become aware of them, which then opens the opportunity for transformation to occur. This is the wonderful thing, right? That what is lower can be transformed into something that can support what is higher, but it can only happen if we're willing to bring it. If it remains hidden, very little can be done.